Hello traders, this is the weekly market update podcast from the Pipwise Broker. We start from the economics and from the United States as usual. We had a mixed string of data out of the US last week. The PMI report indicated that the service sector is reinvigorated while the manufacturing sector has not been able to start a meaningful recovery yet as its index fell to 48.5, marking the third consecutive month of contraction in the US factory activity and at the sharpest pace in over 1 year. In the service sector, selling price inflation climbed to a six-month high, exceeding pre-pandemic averages, driven mainly by rising wage pressures, which is a red flash signal for FOMC doves and urges them to practice caution in the next sessions. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Report on Tuesday was much weaker than expected, as the index fell almost 7 points to 98.7 in September, the biggest monthly drop since September 2021. American consumers became more pessimistic about the economy this month than in years past, largely because of a darkening outlook on employment. This report is in sharp contrast with a similar report published from University of Michigan on Friday, as the latter pointed to a healthy consumer with much less pessimism. The University of Michigan consumer sentiment for the US was revised higher to 70.1 in September 2024, the highest in 5 months, and beating market expectations of 69.3. On the more positive side, the triple reports of GDP growth, durable goods orders, and initial employment claims published on Thursday were all better than market expectations and caused the battered greenback to start a recovery late last week. I expect the dollar strength to continue in the coming week, even though the PC report showed that annually the PC inflation rate fell to 2.2%, the lowest since February 2021 and below expectations of 2.3%. Elsewhere in the world, in the Eurozone, the PMI reports were so terrible that now the market expects another rate cut from the European Central Bank as early as October. The situation is very dire, especially in Germany, where the one-off boost from the European football games has faded. The common currency dropped against most peers and the fall accelerated when Spanish CPI alongside German IFO index came much lower than expectations. In Japan, in an unexpected event, Ishiba defeated Mrs. Takaichi in the Liberal Democratic Party internal race, and this caused the yen to strengthen, as the latter was an ardent opposition to the BOJ's recent rate hike. The Tokyo CPI report published on Friday showed that the core consumer price index for the Kyu area of Tokyo in Japan rose 2% year-on-year in September 2024, breaking 4 straight months of acceleration in price growth and slowing sharply from a 2.4% gain in August, matching expectations. In Swiss, the SNB, or the Swiss National Bank, cut its interest rate by 25 basis points to 1% and hinted at further rate cuts to come. They also revised their forecast for inflation for the next year sharply lower and mentioned that they are ready to intervene in the forex market to weaken the franc, as the import costs have shrank in response to franc's appreciation in recent months. In the geopolitics arena, in the Middle East, the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed along with hundreds of others in a massive airstrike from Israel on Friday. The Israeli bombers used numerous bunker buster bombs, which caused massive destruction in the Zahia area of Beirut. In less than a month, it seems that the whole leadership of the Lebanese militia group has been decapitated, and now a ground incursion into southern Lebanon is more likely than before, even though Joe Biden, the US president, has called for ceasefire. In Russia, with Putin's order, the nuclear defense doctrine is revised, paving the way for a nuclear response if the Western backers of Ukraine go ahead with their plan to authorize deep strike into Russian soil. For the next week, we'll have the US jobs report and ISM PMI reports, which are all important. In the Eurozone, the fresh consumer price index or inflation numbers will be published, and in the Swiss, similar reports will be published, which will show us whether the downward trend in inflation has continued or not. Good luck.